This is Apollo Control, 16 hours, 57 minutes, ground elapsed time. Crew has been asleep now, or at least haven't heard from them in about the last hour. Scheduled 10-hour sleep period, which may run a little bit longer since they did go to bed earlier. Apollo 14 now 77,595 nautical miles out from Earth, traveling at a velocity of 6,231 feet per second. In the latest status report from the spacecraft analysis room, in the back of the building here, for ground elapsed time of 16 hours, it appears as the earlier report came out, all systems normal, no change in status, with one brief mention of the fluctuation in oxygen flow rates, which occurred shortly before the crew went to sleep, where some of the waste management valves apparently had to be recycled to return the oxygen flow rate to its normal rate of something around 0.3 pounds per hour. Battery B in the command module was taken off charge at about 13 and a half hours ground elapsed time. All batteries are topped off now to their rated value. Fuel cells in the service module, fuel cell 1 is outputting 24 amps, as is number 2, and number 3 is putting out 28 amps. Cryogenic storage system, hydrogen and oxygen in the service module, all showing nominal values of quantity remaining, and fluid temperatures, and the percentage of quantity, oxygen tank number 1 is 92.6% remaining, oxygen tank number 2, 93%, oxygen tank number 3, 57%. Number 3 is the tank that was added after the Apollo 13 incident, and of course the plan is to use from it first and then go to the other two tanks. Hydrogen tank number 1 has 90.98% quantity remaining. Hydrogen tank number 2, 89.11%. At 17 hours ground elapsed time in the mission of Apollo 14, this is Apollo Control.